From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Cheryl Corley. As we've been reporting in our newscast, U.S. Marines engaged in a deadly battle Saturday along the border between Iraq and Syria. Five Marines were killed, and the Marines estimated killing 25 to 30 insurgents, but this figure could not be confirmed. According to the Marines, a day-long series of firefights began at 8 o'clock in the morning. That's when a Marine patrol reported coming under fire near the Iraqi town of Husayba. There have long been reports of foreign fighters entering Iraq from Syria along smuggling routes near Husayba. But a reporter for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, who is with the Marines there, says the attackers Saturday appeared to be Iraqis from Fallujah and Ramadi, the strongholds of the insurgency. The correspondent cited Marine intelligence for this. All told, the U.S. military says 11 American service personnel died this weekend around Husayba and elsewhere. As the casualties mounted, the new prime minister of Spain announced today he will pull Spanish troops out of Iraq as soon as possible. The new leader, José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero, had threatened to pull out Spain's 1,300 troops unless they could serve as part of a UN force. Reporter Jerome Sokolowski is following the Spanish angle in Madrid. Jerome, we know Spain might be pulling its troops out, but the timing seems a bit sudden. Why now?
Hello, Cheryl. Indeed, it is very quick. The announcement came only hours after Zapatero's cabinet was sworn in, and he seems to be in a hurry. He says he wants them out in the shortest time possible. Zapatero said that at this point there are no indications that the UN will be taking over in Iraq by June 30th, which was his condition for keeping them there. And we should keep in mind, in thinking about the timing, that this promise was central to his campaign platform. And last week, during his inaugural speech, he already came under criticism for being a bit ambiguous on this promise and on the deadline. And that criticism came not only from the left, but also from the right.
Well, remind us again where Spanish forces are fighting in Iraq. Are they in the thick of battle?
They are indeed in the thick of battle. They're in a contingent with Central American troops under joint Spanish-Polish command. And the Spanish contingent is based in Diwania, which is near the Shiite holy city of Najaf. There, they've come into frequent confrontations with militiamen loyal to the cleric Muqtada al-Sadr since the uprising that he's been leading began a few weeks ago. And so far, since Spanish troops were sent to Iraq, 11 have been killed. And that might also be a reason why Zapatero is in a rush. He might not want to wait for the next casualty.
Mm-hmm. Presumably, the exit of the Spanish contingent is more of a political loss than a military loss for the U.S.-led forces, is it not?
Well, you might think so, because there are only 1,300 troops stationed in Iraq. But this comes at a time when Washington is saying it needs a greater military presence in Iraq. Commentators here in Spain have been saying that this could set an example for other countries that are or may have been considering aiding the Iraq effort.
Reporter Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome, Cheryl.